and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as Pastor Jim shares incredible teaching from the Book of Revelation. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Welcome, everybody.
Yes.
And this is near the rapture chapter of the Bible, because we're going to do the study on Revelation today.
Yes. Mm.
And we're going to finish chapter 9, mm-hmm. and then we have chapter 10, and then the rapture, chapter 11, which is... We are in the last days,
yes,
people.
We are.
Can't you feel it?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I can sense it all over the world. And I mean, the cancel culture is going crazy.
Yes.
And the church has got to stand up, to Armando. Yes.
Absolutely.
You had a scripture that you read to me earlier. This is for the people to meet today. This is for us today.
Yes.
If anybody wants to know what kind of day we've had, I want you to read that verse of scripture.
Absolutely. Let's go to Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Mm-hmm. And he shall speak words against the Most High. That's the enemy.
Yes.
And shall attempt to put an end to the saints. Wear out. The words wear out in the Hebrew means exhaust, crush, hurt, consume, afflict, mental pressure. With mental pressure, and that's where we're at right now, the affliction, the exhaustion, the crushing, the hurt, the consuming, the affliction with mental pressure. This is where we are right now. And Maricela brought up a great point earlier that, you know, the meaning or the translation of the word tribulation means pressure, the time of pressure.
Yes, it does mean pressure.
And we are in the time of pressure like never before.
Absolutely.
I don't want to do news, but let me bring it to where you are right now, because a good friend, Dennis Prager, says this, and this news keeps coming back up. I've been trying to ignore it, but I think it's so crucial to what you opened up the show with. The American Civil War is over. Judeo-Christian values. Mm. The war about Christian values is on right now, and the pressure to remove everything about Christianity, even Easter, is trying to be erased by the cancel culture. This is a list.
I'm not going to say much about this, Mondo, because I know you'll beat me up if I do, because my young people take care of me that I don't say too much that I shouldn't say, but we're fighting cancel culture.
That's right. But we're living in a day right now, and you literally just spoke from your words. You told me when we were meeting together just a few weeks ago, you said, Maricela, our message, which is the gospel, the truth,
right
here, the word of the living God, will become so unpopular. The word of Jesus says that we will be hated for the Lord, for his name's sake. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what we're experiencing. Dad, as you said, guess what? People are coming after our guests, after us, yet again, trying to cancel our show because of the message of the gospel.
I want the church people to know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes. I want them to know today, watching this show, I'm going to get right into Revelation chapter 9, verse 6. So if you want to turn there while I'm talking, I'm concerned because the crisis, the fire from the sky that we've talked about, that the Revelation is talking about here, is going to happen soon.
Yeah.
And it's happening. The earthquakes, my God. The volcanoes are going off. The earthquakes in the East Coast or the West Coast, they're both coasts, believe me, but the West Coast especially, there was earthquakes in Los Angeles yesterday.
Absolutely.
As we were taping this show.
Yeah, breaking news. California are shaking awake by a magnitude 4 earthquake and aftershock, which hit L.A. before dawn. I mean, we're watching all the Central America coast as well. El Salvador a few days ago was hit with a magnitude 5.5.
Are those all earthquakes there
in
California?
Sir. That's all on the coast. And
It's happening.
It is.
And the world doesn't want to hear it. The world is in evil. It's demon powers. Yeah. Demon things are going to happen like we've never seen before. And I'm trying to get to you this part where we're living right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is chapter 9 of the book of Revelation, verse 6. I'm going to read this to you, and we'll try to go quickly, but there's so much to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had quite a day today.
Yeah. Now I understand why the Bible says those that can endure to the end. I mean, you know, you said something so powerful. It made me think, you know, the last few days, the heaviness of the message. Now I understand. And the days that we're into right now, you're going to have to be strong to endure what we're entering into, mm-hmm. because it's so discouraging. Yeah. Every facet of life is discouraging. But the hope we have is the end.
Yes.
If you keep your eyes in the end, you yes. can endure chapter 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Amen. These things are happening.
Right.
What we are seeing on the left is the last days.
Yes.
All these things have been told about in the scriptures.
Right.
My God.
Yeah.
You have no, you don't, this is not America anymore.
No.
You don't have freedom of speech.
Yeah. No.
It's evil, yes. people.
And what we're
you
seeing,
better wake
right.
up,
yes.
because people, if you don't, it's going to be too late.
Yes. And what we have seen is they have put a target on this show, mm-hmm. and any guest who will come on this broadcast yeah. and speak mm-hmm. about the days that we're living in, mm-hmm. we are truly sitting here saying we are just talking. We're reading from the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We're speaking to the days that are here now
right.
and the end time signs. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that have become the target.
That's
we
right.
have literally become the target that our message is hate speech. And they're trying to control. They're trying to tell yeah. us you can no longer speak about that. But guess what? You're yeah. telling us we can't speak about the book of Revelation.
Well,
we have been given that mandate by God.
That's
and what
right.
God has mandated, we will stand strong and he mm-hmm. will be our protector and we will continue to do it until he does it. You know, we're going to continue to fight for this because we are going to fight for the gospel of Jesus
and
Christ.
And they call the Bible hate speech, and yet the Bible is love speech.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Jesus died on a cross.
Yes, he did.
We just celebrated
yes,
it at Easter time. Greatest time in the world. I
yes.
heard
yes.
one of the great sermons I've ever heard mm-hmm. on Easter.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you the details of Easter,
yeah.
of what God did that's, on that yeah. day to
that's
resurrect
right.
his son.
Yes.
And he walked among
Amen.
The people
yes.
and met
Amen.
His oh, disciples and all. It's just tremendous.
Wow.
And Jesus wants us to love each
yeah.
other.
Yes,
he wants
does.
Us to love our brothers and sisters,
that's
the black, the white,
yes.
the red, the yellow, all different races. He wants us to love each other
Amen.
More than anything else. And we can't let the evil divide us.
That's right.
No.
Well, I've got to get into the Revelation
we
today.
We are going to, but I do want people to turn to John 15, and you need to read what Jesus told us would happen. And when you just turn to verse 18 of chapter 15, it says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me. This is Jesus talking. Before it hated you. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him, meaning God, who sent me, meaning Jesus. Mm, and it goes on. And this is powerful.
Yeah, this is
what Jesus taught us would happen. And we're living it.
We are.
We're living it.
I think I would have to just extend my revelation for a few more days because we all could just
well,
yeah. really
we
help.
We want to preach.
No,
but
no,
it's just
we want to share the word. I want you to bring stuff like this in mm-hmm. because what I have to bring right now is not real happy stuff.
Yeah.
And I really want to show that, you know, what's coming is
yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
He's
yes.
coming back.
Amen.
And our only hope is Jesus.
That's right.
And if people have hope in this world, you know, once you die, you either go to heaven or hell.
That's right.
And people are just mocking God. They're mocking that there even is a God.
Mm.
Well, I'm going to verse 6
okay.
right now.
So we're turning to Revelation.
Chapter 9. And this was just after the locusts came out of the pit and began to sting like a scorpion stings. And in those days, men shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Verse 7. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses. Now, so I don't know if these were bigger than real locusts, because these are not normal locusts. Yeah. I know that. Mm-hmm. But the things that was, you know, John was seeing, you know, he was seeing the future.
Yeah.
And he saw helicopters. We have proof of that. We show the Apache helicopter. Mm-hmm. And John was describing it to an nth degree. Yes. Amazing, amazing. But anyhow, these were the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. So they must be some pretty big locusts. And on their heads were as if it were crowns like gold, like metal. And their faces were as the faces of men. And see, and that's why when they saw the helicopters, John saw the helicopter and it was the face of men. But as you described, he described it and he described the colors there of the glass and everything in that helicopter. And it was exactly what the Apache helicopter looks like today. There it is right there. And that's exactly, he saw this creature and had fire coming out of its tail.
Wow. Yeah.
The problem is they didn't have the words to describe helicopter.
Exactly. Right. And they do look like locusts. I mean,
don't they look like a locust?
They sound like locusts, you know?
So this part may be, I'm going to shock some of you, this may be the Third World War.
Mm.
This may be some sort of Armageddon.
Yes.
This may be an unbelievable. Well, let's go on to verse 8. And it says, they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. Is John seeing real war here? Or is he seeing into the spirit world, the awfulness of demon spirits? Demon spirits are now on earth.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
And there's more coming. And we're going to share from Derek and Sharon Gilbert on some of those demons on this show. Because there is so much happening, people. And if you don't listen to the word, and if you don't help us stay on the air, they're going to take us off. They're going to take everybody off who preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not going to fool with those who the devil already has. Those who have just turned their back on God. And they had the breastplates, if it were the breastplates of iron. What is this? This sounds like helicopters, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Because they're iron on the helicopter and all. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle.
Wow.
It was a great war. The way they described a great roar in the Bible days was horses on the tops of mountains running. And the hoofs made that noise. And it made the noise of a mighty rushing motors of warfare.
Wow.
Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
So, things are happening, and this thing is just ratcheting up, and this is getting people ready for the rapture. There's warning, warning. Verse 10, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Here again, could this be a helicopter type device that they were seeing? Because they look big.
Yeah.
He said they were these were the size of horses. And their power was to hurt men 5 months, demons swarming over the earth to torture the masses of people who did not have the seal of God. Oh, make sure Jesus is in your heart.
Yes.
That's the seal of God.
Yes.
Asking Jesus to cover you with his blood. For Jesus to come into your heart and forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And let's go on with verse 11. And they had a king, a foundation of power, a sovereign over them, which is the angel or religious messenger, leader, pastor of the bottomless pit,
wow,
whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, a destroying angel. Oh, you got to be sure not to get mixed up between God's angels and the fallen angels.
Yes.
You know, just like now, you say, well, how can people turn their backs on God? How could angels turn their backs on God?
Yeah, that's right.
Because they wanted to be God.
Mm.
But in the Greek tongue has his name Apollyon. I don't know if I'm saying that exactly right. To destroy, corrupt, the destroyer, the angel of the abyss.
Wow.
Not an angel of God, but a demon of the abyss. Let's ask Derek and Sharon Gilbert to talk about the angels bound in that pit, the Titans, they call them. Let's roll that for us.
I wrote a book on this, on the overlap between Greek mythology and the Bible and end times prophecy, Last Clash of the Titans. It really gets to who we know from the Bible are is in the abyss right now. We know that there are creatures in there because we see 2 Peter 2, verse 4, the Apostle Peter writing about the angels who sinned. And God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but he thrust them down to, our Bibles say hell. But again, we got to look at the original language. The original language is Greek, and it reads Tartarou. That's a reference to Tartarus. It literally means thrust them down to Tartarus. Now, Tartarus in Greek, in the Greek religion, was a separate place from Hades. And Peter chose that word specifically. He was writing under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So we understand that Peter knew the difference between Hades and Tartarus and chose that word for a reason. Now, when you read 1 Peter 3 especially and 2 Peter 2, but also Jude verses 6, 7, 8, 9, you see in context the references to those angels who sinned, who are now in chains in gloomy darkness until the judgment. Their sin was a sexual sin. The only place in the Bible where we see anything that looks like a sexual sin is Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. The sons of God who saw that the daughters of man were fair and took wives of any they chose. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, whenever the sons of God went into the daughters of man, those were the Nephilim, the giants, the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. That's a reference to those pre-flood giants, the demigods to the Greeks. So we're talking about Heracles, Hercules, Perseus, Theseus, and others. They were destroyed in the flood, and their parents, the watchers, the sons of God in Genesis chapter 6, are now in Tartarus. Well, in Greek mythology, Greek religion, we read about the Titans, the old gods of the Greeks and Romans, who were overthrown by their children, the Olympians, Zeus or Jupiter, and their colleagues. Interestingly, we see the same pattern in other older religions from Mesopotamia. The Hittites and Hurrians had a tradition that their elder gods, led by a god called Kumarbi, were sent down to the netherworld by the storm god, the equivalent of Baal or Zeus or Jupiter. We see the same thing in Mesopotamia, where the former chief god Enlil was sent down to the netherworld and replaced by a storm god called Marduk. The same pattern, just told from different points of view, but the real story is in the Bible. These angels who sinned, who crossed the species barrier, if you will, and propagated these hybrid giants who were destroyed by Noah's flood, they are currently in Tartarus. So these watchers, the Titans, currently occupying the same place. And what really cemented it for me was a paper written about 20 years ago. We, you know, for fun on a Friday night, we'll, you know, our excitement is finding a new paper on ancient Mesopotamian religion. A scholar by the name of Amar Anus showed that the etymology behind the term used by the Greek poets Hesiod and Homer, who wrote a lot of what we know about Greek mythology, to describe the men who lived during the Golden Age when Kronos, the leader of the Titans, ruled in heaven, comes directly from the Semitic root behind the word Rephaim. It's the, they were talking about the same group of people. The demigods of Greece were the Rephaim of the Canaanites and the Hebrews. And they were created by these old gods, small g gods, fallen angels, who are now in Tartarus. So the Watchers, the Titans, one and the same.
Amen. And this, here's something that's going to blow your minds. If that didn't already blow your minds, the Titans are in the abyss. We see in the book of Revelation that someone comes down with a key and opens it, and they are released. And what does it say? They have 5 months to attack and try to destroy the men and women who do not have the mark that God's angels placed on his church. But the Titans are angry at mankind because they blame us for the deaths of their children. Mm-hmm. Guess what? When the floods rose and Noah was in his ark, how many days did it rain?
40 days and 40 nights, but they were in the ark.
They were in the ark. Well, for 150 days,
yes.
That is actually in there. It says for 150 days.
Genesis 8, verse 3.
Those Titans watched their children die for 150 days. That's 5 months.
In a lunar calendar of 30 days each, 150 days, exactly 5 months. And then in Revelation 9, verse 3, verse 5, rather, they are given exactly 5 months to torment those without the seal of God in their foreheads. That's not a coincidence.
Where do all these demons come from? They're fallen angels.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Revelation 12, 9. I want to read this to you. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent. He is raring around now. He's roaring. He's evil.
Yeah.
He's called the devil. The serpent is called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. This is where we are right now in this huge deception. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Note, into the earth, King James Version. Acts 2:18, let me read this. And on my servants and upon my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And this is what God's going to use his women and his men,
yes.
And the, even the young people,
yes.
According to the scriptures. He's going to use them. He's going to pour out his spirit, and they're going to prophesy. Mm-hmm. And this is why the church... Mm-hmm. The remnant, even if you, even your children and all, this is why you need to train them up.
Yeah.
And I know we're sending out a lot of stuff for kids.
Yes.
Well, it's only a few years and the kids are grown.
That's true.
And they need to learn.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It says, and I will show, verse 19, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Mm. Volcano.
Yeah.
These are always volcanoes.
Yes.
That smoke coming up from them. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood red, before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. And I believe with all my heart that the rapture takes place in Revelation 11. I call it the rapture chapter. And we'll be there in a few days if you stay with me and the end of the world don't come before. But all demons that are cast out go to this abyss. Luke 8:30. Jesus asked him, what is your name? He said, Legion, he replied, because many demons have gone into him. Verse 31 says, and they begged him repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss.
Wow.
Back to Revelation 9, verse 12. One woe, grief, is past, And behold, there comes two woes hereafter, more after this. Verse 13, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the fourth horn of the golden altar, which is before God. Verse 14, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, messengers, which are bound. I have never heard or read of God's angels being bound. So in the great river Euphrates, these are demonic angels and do not, and they do, they possess the four leaders. They don't possess the four leaders as far as angels goes. Verse 15, and the four angels were loose, prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year. God knows the exact day and hour for to slay the third part of the man. These must be demon leaders. You understand that?
Yeah.
Verse 16 now, and the number of the army, the troops of the horsemen, were 200,000. You know how many that is?
Well, in the MEV version, the army of horsemen numbered 200 million.
That's what my study shows me, too. So your Bible's right, Lori.
Yes.
200 million. And I heard the number of them. You know, China is said to have an army this size now. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Wow.
And millions that believe we are the great Satan, you know, like China believes we're the great Satan. They believe America is.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it something good is evil and evil good?
Yes.
Right now, all over the world. Could this be a holy war? The Temple Mount. Verse 17. And thus I saw the horse in the vision. And them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of deep blue and brimstone, sulfur, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth, the opening in the earth, the front edge of a weapon, issued fire and smoke and brimstone and sulfur, you know, which is... warfare is made of sulfur, you know. So verse 18, by these three was the third part of men killed, mankind killed, a third. That's a lot of people, Mondo.
Yes, sir.
Billions.
Yes.
By the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone. This is hell on earth, but it's happening on earth.
Yeah.
It's a last day warfare. 2 billion people will die.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Wow.
People say, oh, I don't believe any of this. They're all happening.
Yeah.
We're right up to this spot now. This is next.
We really are.
This is next to what's coming. And that's why I've been teaching these videos that I've done for the last few months.
Right.
And we're going to lead up in the last chapter of this will be chapter 11, and I'll put that on the last tape that goes out, or the last DVD.
And you're talking about this is the Revelation Generation DVDs, part one and part two. It's a set of Jim teaching the Revelation right here on the Jim Baker Show, and so you can receive both of those, which are several hours long of teaching, for a donation to the ministry of $40 or more. You can help support, keep us on the air. And that's part one and part two DVD offer. And that includes your shipping and your handling.
All right. We have something I want you to watch from the Greenland Wormwood Impact trailer.
But the sky's on fire.
Let's go get on. podcast. Seek shelter immediately.
What do you think it is?
No idea.
Oh my God, John, go!
Shut your back! Cover Nathan!
You know, the cancel culture has come for us again. Mm-hmm. And if people don't get alert and wake up, America as we know it is already different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it is going to be a hell of a place to live. Mm. And if you think I'm swearing, I'm not. I'm talking about the place that God prepared for the devil and his demons.
That's right.
And that's what hell's for. God did not prepare hell for you.
What you just watched is an element of what the Bible talks about. The death toll that may require nuclear weapons. Asteroids are nuclear weapons that the Bible talks about. These are signs. When you watch Matthew 24, you watch for all the signs before the coming of the Lord. Those are all signs.
I got to do something in the middle of this. I'm not through. I got just a few little bit to teach. Mm-hmm. Honey, do you have Marcella?
Yeah.
I got two honeys here. Marcella, do you have the Roku?
Yes, yes. We have the Roku Express for a $30 donation. And if you're not familiar with Roku, this is a way for you. It's very easy that you can watch the PTL television network. Mm-hmm. So that provides all the shows that are on our network, including the Jim Baker Show. But that's a way for you to watch the Voice of the Prophets with all the guests that we are bringing on the show.
The cancel culture, from what I studied so far, cannot cancel Roku.
Yes. That's right.
So I'm just telling the saints, you need to be prepared for everything so you can be equipped to hear all your favorite, probably, shows are on Roku.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. And what we're seeing right now.
So it's not just our show.
Yes.
Oh, no. I want you to know that.
Absolutely.
It's a network of all of the stations. We've been on here a long time.
And I want you to know, Roku, if you don't understand what it is, Roku is the pioneer of streaming television. They just added a few days ago 51.2 million subscribers. And challenge you right now, be a part of the Roku family. It's going to be the way of watching television movies, watching your favorite programming, watching
But there's
PTL
no
Network.
Charge. For once you get this little box, you don't have to pay to run to
you
watch
don't have
it, right?
To pay the, you know if you the all, the only thing you need to have is internet access, Wi-Fi or internet access to be able to power.
So if you have
your,
a computer, most likely you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Most everybody has internet access.
It.
And I want to tell you something. This comes with your HDMI cable, your remote control, and your Roku device. It includes batteries. It's ready to go. It's plug and play. What you need to do is go to the website.
Now, we don't make any money off this, do we?
No, this is the cost of the products and to ship it to your home. But this is an easy way for you to have 24/7 access. So you can watch the PTL Television Network, the Voice of the Prophets, every single day in your home. And all it takes is having internet. But some of the great guests, some of the great prophetic voices that we have brought to this platform, the Voice of the Prophets, like Lance Wallnau, Billy Brim, Billy and Shelley Brim, Hannah Brim, her granddaughter, Perry Stone. I mean, we are bringing voices who are going to speak truth, who are going to preach the gospel. And you said it, Dad, it's going to take the church coming together and rallying together to stand strong together in the days that we're living in.
Yes.
So many are on our network that you can get on Roku.
Absolutely.
James Robinson's on now every day.
Yes. Robert Henderson.
Yes.
Tom Horn and Jaw Horn. Dave Robbins. Rick Renner's Daily Program.
Rick Perry is Stone, one of the great teachers.
Pastor Ramiro Pena, updates with him. Pastor Robert Morris. Larry and Tiz Huck. Pastor Randy Brohingen, Barry Siegel. Again, we got so many different options. Derek and Sharon Gilbert, the Zach Drew Show, Han and Brim, just like you mentioned. And, of course, live events from Morningside, the church service. You don't want to miss that every Sunday morning, Pastor Joe from Morningside USA. Our ultimate goal is to do that, and they can watch the Jim Baker Show on demand, on the go, Life with Lori, my program, the PTL Shop. I mean, so many different programming that is available to you right now. So many people are asking, where do I get my Roku, Pastor Jim? Well, now you can do it on this website, or you can give us a call right now, and all you have to do is plug and play. I'm telling you, it's that easy.
And it's quality picture.
Oh, yes. HD quality.
Yes. We watch it all the time.
That's right.
We are preaching the gospel, and we're not going to stray away from the gospel. We've been called to preach the gospel, but we need you to get behind us. And a way that you can do it is by watching us on the Roku Express. We've made them available to you for a $30 donation to the ministry. And also, you can also watch us on the app. The app is completely free. You can download it on your phone. But those are ways to continue to support our ministry, to stand with us, because we've talked about it at the beginning of the show, but we are feeling the pressure. The pressure is coming on stronger and stronger, but that these are all signs of the last days.
You know, I've been through, you know, I have a new book here. Mm-hmm. I'm still standing. Sometimes, barely, but I'm still standing.
Amen.
And this is what we've been through.
Yeah.
I may have to edit it a little bit just to add some more of what they're doing to us. Mm. Yeah. And this is what's happening. It's not just to me.
No.
They're trying to cancel Franklin Graham.
Right.
They tried to cancel him from being president of the Billy Graham Association, mm-hmm. and his own ministry, Samaritan's Purse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. And we're watching so many different. When we started this journey writing this book, we began to discover all the ministries that were being attacked. And now you're seeing the left and the right. This is what's shocking. Don't be deceived, the Bible says. And I want to tell you something. One day.
But if they attack Franklin Graham and his father is just the great evangelist of all times, they will attack anything.
Absolutely.
And you better be ready, because they want to cancel the church. They want to cancel the Bible.
Yes, they do.
It's so important that we stand up.
I want to predict something, because I believe this book here is going to be the manual for your ministry on how you're going to be able to survive the attacks of the enemy. Mom, you said it the other day, Jim Baker, you said, you seem to amaze me. God has always used you to be the front man. And years later, the church receives the hits that you have taken. But the way you respond, how you respond in humility, is the reason why you're sitting here today. And if you want to know how to come back from what they call the fall, humility. But this book right here is going to give you the guide on how to survive, how to respond when they cancel your credit card processing. Can you imagine that? A year ago, we didn't know what that was.
You know, millions of people visited me at Heritage USA, which was the largest ministry of its kind in the world. Mm-hmm. Millions of people came there.
It sure did.
The traffic was miles and miles long mm-hmm. to get in at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And yet that was destroyed. That ministry today is gone.
Yeah.
And they took it away from me and put me in a prison for 45 years.
Mm.
How could they do that?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Alan Dershowitz came and defended me. He said, Jim Baker's not getting a fair trial. And he won. Yeah. He won and got the judge who put me in prison for all those years, got him literally thrown out of the case. And today I'm free, and I'm back preaching the gospel. For many years I've been out of prison. How many years have I been out of prison, honey?
Since 1994, so yeah.
Yeah.
How many years
many
is that?
Years.
Oh, Lord. Almost close to 30 years.
I've been out of prison.
That. Absolutely.
And so I know what cancel. I was probably one of the first examples of cancel culture.
Yeah.
The way I look at it is when Jesus was before Pilate and Barabbas, and they he asked the people, "Who do you want?" What's happening right now is that the people are turning the Christians into officials to put them to be in court. And right now, that's where we're watching. Christianity is being handed over to Pilate to be executed, executed from the public platforms. And if we don't stick together and sow into these ministries like this, we will not survive. Listen, when you read this book in July, you're going to be amazed the fact that we're still here, the fact that we're still able to come into your home every single day. Very few people are able to do that. But when you support the PTL network, you're supporting the ministry to continue to preach the gospel every single day. I mean, when I look at this, and I don't mean to bring it up, but I know you wanted to hear, but when I look at this and I look back at what you just shared about PTL in the 80s, this is restoration.
Voice
the fact
the
that
prophets.
We're holding this yeah. is restoration. At his best. I can remember this saying, if you have a setback, don't take a step back.
Mondo, they
get
canceled,
ready for your comeback.
They canceled PTL.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
They canceled Jim Baker. They even canceled Tammy Sue Baker.
Yes.
It would have cost $1 million to get her name back. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But wow. they canceled the whole Baker family.
Mm-hmm.
The PTL, which is a huge network.
Can you imagine? This is restoration. Yeah. This is when you sow, you're sowing to restoration. You're not just sowing to watch television. You're sowing to watch lives being restored. My life was restored because of your obedience and walking in humility. Lori's house is here. That's restoration of women that are being, you know, reborn again into back into society. Restoration, watching Maricela being a part of this set. Restoration is you being a part of this ministry. We're together. We're knitted together. And when I watch this, when you sow into the ministry, you're allowing the PTL network to come into your home, become a part of this family, become part of preaching the gospel. You may not be able to do it physically, but I'm telling you, your donation is helping us stay alive every single day in the Hall of the Prophets Groundbreaking Gold Member Club. I want to tell you something. That is an anointing. When my sister, little Lori, was sitting here and she said, "I don't want to miss the moment, Dad. I'm sowing my seed of $1,000. That ignited a movement with each other, and I began to sow a seed of $500. My sister began to sow a seed. Mom and Dad began to sow a seed. Don't miss the moment that you're in right now. This can be the groundbreaking for a movement for the gospel to be preached around the world, fulfilling the very scriptures in these last days.
We need to build this new studio, build the 24 hours a day, where people can come here and hear the word of the great prophets and also be able to see it in their homes. And I believe there's people who could give even $500,000
yes.
or $100,000. But there's people that can give $100. There's people that can give $1,000. Yes. But together,
amen.
We can see the impossible
yes.
become possible
amen.
Because we don't have much time. And if you want to do something for Christ at last, mm-hmm. he says the gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come.
Amen.
And that's where we have to be. We have to be a part, and the enemy wants to kill all Christian television. I helped give birth to it. Yes. Pat Robertson founded the first Christian TV station. He invited me to come and be with them in those first years. Let me host the 700 Club for the first 8 years of the 700 Club.
Right.
And did a kids show for 8 years mm-hmm. on that network. But then I went and helped Paul and Jan start TBN. I was the president of TBN in the beginning. And they took it from there. And then we did PTL in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm.
And so we've left a trail of ministry.
Amen.
And I'm sorry to say some of the men's Christian television day is not even Christian television anymore. Mm-hmm. Christian television is a lot of it is secular television, and they're all being forced to do other things. I'm sad.
Yeah.
I've spent my life several times I've almost died because of, I worked that hard.
Yeah.
I literally had something like a stroke back when I was a young man building all of this. And I survived.
Yes.
Amen.
But I put all into it. Mm-hmm. I'm putting all into it now, and that's not as much as I'd like to put because I don't have the strength I once had. Mm. But God's my brain don't stop.
That's right.
Last night I went through a whole new series of preaching, and I wanted to do some of it today, but we won't have time on today's show. But our next show will be chapter 10, which is an exciting chapter.
Yes.
And Jesus shows up there. Yes. And I want you to see what happens in chapter 10 of the book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. And then we go right into the rapture chapter. But let's quickly go to verse 19 of chapter 9, because this is we got to close this one out. For their power is in their mouth. So it's here we're watching these creatures, and you got to understand, John's trying to tell us what they look like, mm-hmm. but he don't even know what they are. Mm-hmm. In front on the weapons are on the front, and they're like rockets, I think.
Yeah,
you absolutely. see them the shooting out, mm-hmm. and their tails were like unto serpents. But can you imagine John seeing this and trying to describe it now? Mm. He was seeing gunfire come out of the front. He was seeing gunfire come out of its tail. John's looking 2,000 years in the future. He would know nothing about cars, tanks, planes, bombs. No words to describe them. Verse 20, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, wounds, yet repented not of their works, of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. The world worships idols, and we worship material things and money and pleasure. And this is what it is. So verse 21, I'm almost done for today. Neither repented they of their murder, nor of their sorcery, and of their fornication. They were committing adultery and incest, idolatry, the harlot, nor of their thefts, the land and all. Joel 2:1-6, verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain, that all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Here we are.
Yes, we are.
Is that what I've been telling you?
Yes.
Let's have a roll in from Colonel Giamona.
Have you ever had a time in your life where you woke up and things were different in your life? You faced obstacles you didn't know what to do with? Well, that morning, I thought everything was the same. I'm running the perimeter. However, there's a change. And the change is this. There was not anybody out there but me running that morning. That should have been my first clue that something was wrong. And it almost cost me my life. I'm running out there, as we say, O Dark 30, and our battalion S1, our personnel assistant captain, comes running to me, and he's a Hispanic guy, very dark brown. Well, that morning, his face was white. And he yelled to me, he says, "Chaplain, get out of here." And as soon as he said that, a bullet flew right over my head and hit the palm tree, and the birds flew out. He said, "There's a sniper in that minaret over there, and he's shooting at you. Get out of here." And the same time, two H-1 Cobras came over the wall, Marine helicopters, and lit that thing up and killed everybody in there. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought I was battle ready, but that morning I was not battle ready because I was complacent. I got complacent in my routine. I thought everything was okay. But then I realized afterward, after they shot at me, and after I contemplated, my life could have ended. It was only the Lord that protected me, because God had something else for me. He wanted me to be here with you tonight. I was complacent. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to hear this a lot. Complacency will kill you. The church is complacent in America up to this point. And that Satan is winning the battle in many of the fronts. That morning, I was not battle ready. But I will tell you that. I'll tell you what. After that morning, everything changed in my life. And I thought, from then on, I'm not taking any more chances. I'm not going to be complacent. I'm going to think about where I am, what I'm doing, and what is about to happen throughout every day of combat until I came home. And that's where we need to be right now. We need to be battle ready.
Mm. Wow, yeah. Our time's gone today. I want you to, I want to close this with Joel. Chapter 2 and verse 2, and here's what it says now, what's going to be happening next. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds, and a thick darkness as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like. Neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Verse 3, a fire devoureth before them. This is exactly what Hiroshima looked like. This is exactly what the bombing of an atomic bomb looks like. A flame burneth the land as a Garden of Eden before them. And behind them is a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. Verse 4, the appearance of them is the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. Verse 5, like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap. That's like aircraft, mm-hmm. tanks. Like the noise of a flame of fire, roar, that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. This is almost the same language that I found written from Hiroshima. Mm-hmm. Same writing, same words. And all faces shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness.
Wow.
And the people running from Hiroshima, their skin was black and mm-hmm. just peeling back.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It was like a ghost parade from hell. Mm. That is powerful. Well, our time's gone for today.
It's a heavy part to stop at, but you have, we have to know that our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And that he is coming back for his saints. He is coming back for us, but these are the things we live through.
Well, I think the people will enjoy chapter 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's we see a glimpse of Christ. We see something that is a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting to me, because this was one of the big mysteries in the prison. Mm. And God sent through the airways a great man of God.
That's true, I remember.
That gave me the answers
to
chapter 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to share that with you in my next lesson.
Good.
So order all these lessons, you'll be getting
everything
them all, because... Mm-hmm. I'll be finishing probably next week.
Right. So call us at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
And if anyone doesn't have the whole teaching on Revelation, it's already recorded, And if anyone would like to have the whole teaching of Revelation.
Mm-hmm. Remember to stand with us and order your Roku Express. If you haven't already, call us. You can go to the website as well to order the Roku Express for a $30 donation to the ministry. And that allows you to watch us on demand, live on demand, all of the Voice of the Prophets Network, many of the prophetic voices that we have on the Voice of the Prophets.
Do we have any of the revelation in stock of my entire teaching?
Yes, we do. We have the Revelation teachings, which is over 30 hours of teaching with 14 DVD set for a donation of $100 to the ministry, the Revelation Revealed series. And that is your entire series from the very beginning to the very end of Revelation, where you do in-depth teaching and there's graphics and video that go along with it. So if you have never sat in Pastor Jim's Revelation Revealed teaching, you have to be a part of it and get that for a donation of $100 to the ministry.
Well, we have to go.
Yes.
Please stay ready.
Yes.
And if you can support the new studio, that's got to be built. But to stay on the air right now is eternally, we have to stay on the air. Yeah. Go to our 800 number. It's toll free.
Right.
You can use the credit cards now. Yeah.
That's right.
And so we're winning victories.
We are. Amen.
One step forward and one step backwards sometimes, but we're going forward.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. The Voice of the Prophets is here, and it's better than ever. Join us each day for incredible updates from people like Tom Horn, Lance Wallnau, Larry Hutch, Perry Stone, Rick Renner, Zach Drew, and so many more amazing teachers and guests. Enjoy powerful moments from the PTL Network archives each week and daily episodes of The Jim Baker Show. To find out if we're in your area, log into ptlnetwork.com and check our channel listings. You can also download our free PTL Television Network app on your iPhone, Android phone, Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire Stick. And you can watch anytime online for free at ptlnetwork.com. Join us today to hear the voice of the prophets.